Hello, and welcome back to the Rebel Mama Hotline, Season 3.
Big deal.
Are you excited, babe?
Very excited. Are you excited?
Yes.
Oh, good.
We took a bit of a podcasting hiatus, but we are back in a big way, and we have actual production. We're in a studio. We are mic'd up, the whole thing, which is a nice change from, you know, when we were slumming it last time.
Yes, this season we're blessing your ears with some quality mics and some balanced sound. And it is a pleasure to be coming to you live from Soda Studios in the heart of Leslieville.
Yes.
What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive. So other than improved audio quality, which we're very excited about, what can you expect this season? As always, short episodes, hot topics, expert guests, and you.
That's right. We want to hear from you. We want your queries, your grievances, your episodes ideas. We want all of it. And if you got something to say, or if you have questions that you would like us to speak to, feel free to send us an email to info@therebelmama.com. Or send us a DM on Instagram @TheRebelMama for consideration. Make sure you're checking in on our Instagram stories as well, because we'll be providing Ask Me Anything opportunities in our stories leading up to podcast recording days. So you can drop us a line there.
Those are always interesting. We have a few today. So we're going to get to that. But first, we're going to do a quick little ad break.
This episode is brought to you by the RMX Directory. The RMX Directory is a part of therebelmama.com that is dedicated to supporting our favorite local businesses. On the directory, you'll find everything from food and beverage to causes and communities, fashion brands, gifting companies, products, service providers, and so much more. To explore the businesses that we've chosen to highlight, visit therebelmama.com/directory. Scan through the profiles to learn more about each company and its founder, and grab a discount code while you're there. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back. So, we took some time off podcasting for many reasons. Mm-hmm. There was a lot going on.
There sure was.
But we thought we'd kick this season off with something fun and a little Ask Me Anything session. So, these are some questions that were sent in by our community. Question number one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Does Rebel Mama pay the bills? Do you have a day job or other side hustles? Tell us more.
So, babe. Well,
that is a loaded question. You could definitely make more on OnlyFans.
Yeah. The Rebel Mama pays some bills.
Yes.
It sure does.
I mean, the bills are high right now.
Yes.
And in this city and in this time. But we started in 2014 blogging, and we started building this business out then. We incorporated in 2018 and we started paying ourselves then, which was, I believe, advice from either an accountant or a lawyer, someone that's that was like, girls, you need to also pay yourselves.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we had a lot of, you know, the cost of starting a business is significant. Like, we did it the proper way. We had a lawyer put everything on paper for us. So there was some overhead right at the beginning that we needed to take care of, and buying the domains and all that stuff.
Even our contract, I thought that was very important too. Like, we're best friends.
Yeah.
And we've been friends for a long time, but it was important for us to put it down on paper before we got started. And I think that's a piece of good advice for anybody getting started with, especially with your friends.
Yes. Exit plan. Have an exit plan in place and everybody sign off on it.
Meanwhile, 10 years later, and we're still here.
We haven't argued. We're not exiting.
No, we're not exiting.
No. But we did. We had full-time jobs up until 2018, and Rebel Mama was the side hustle.
Yeah.
I worked in retail
at
George C., which I do miss dearly. I actually loved that job. But I started the Rebel Mama at the Cash, and you were doing events with the Capture group.
Yeah. Hospitality and nightlife.
Yeah.
And then we went on mat leave.
And then mat leave. That helped supplement it, too. Yeah. All of our American listeners are going to cry right now, but...
And our men help us supplement a lot of that too, our partners. And they did like invest and they helped us too at the beginning.
Yes. We do pay ourselves a salary from this company, but I think what it really affords us is freedom.
Yes.
And it allows us the freedom to do what we want with our time and to be there for our families when we need to be there for our families. And
that's a huge part of it too. The flexibility is huge.
Absolutely. And
being able to go on vacation when we need, or if your kid is sick, you don't have to answer to anyone or ask for a sick day. And we've thought about it. We've thought about corporate jobs. There's been years where we're like, should we get a job, babe?
Are we qualified for a job?
Yeah. And they definitely would give us more money, but then we'd be chained to our desks and we'd be living the corporate nightmare. And we're just not those people. And this is not the easier way. It's just a different way. And entrepreneurship is a big commitment. But yeah, what we pay ourselves is nothing crazy.
No.
It covers our costs and our debts. The CRA literally takes the rest.
Yes.
So that's very real. Just when we think we have enough profit to party or do anything fun with, we got to give it back to the government. Yep.
We're building roads, everybody. We are building roads.
Oh, yeah. And then we do have our side hustles.
I mean,
you have your freelance writing. I have my photography, and we want to develop those things too. I think we'll always have that spirit within us where we don't stop growing.
Yeah. I like doing freelance writing projects. I love the writing I get to do for Rebel Mama, because it's just like an internal brain dump every single time, which is really nice. Or I'm writing something for one of our brand partners, and we're always passionate about that. But it's nice to kind of flex the muscle.
Yeah.
And write about something that you're like, this doesn't interest me at all. And then you have to do the research. You're like, oh, maybe it's not so bad. So
it helps you grow and develop those skills.
It does, for sure.
Okay, question number two.
Any advice on how to keep the peace with a sister-in-law that is committed to misunderstanding and arguing with you?
She sounds fun.
Yeah.
maybe she needs some tequila.
Yeah.
But I think the important thing is, you got to remember, you can't control other people. And this is something that's going on within her. It has nothing to do with you. And we remind ourselves of that all the time, because the internet can be a scary place and we get torn down by comments or whatever it is. It's not about us. What people think of us is none of our business.
Yeah. Harder when that's your actual family, though, and you have to be with that person in person. I have a question, even though the person that asked this question isn't here to answer it. But if this sister-in-law, I think my answer and your answer would probably change slightly. If it's in your side of the family, like if it's your brother's wife that we're talking about, then you do need to deal with that. Like, as your family, if you do want to broach that topic, that's your responsibility. But if this is a sister-in-law that is from your husband's side of the family,
then he can broach that conversation.
That's a him problem.
Like, and it's also like that. In the moment, you can't control her. So you have to decide how you want to react. And it's hard to do. It's hard to let things roll off your back and to ignore people and to like kill them with kindness. Sometimes that's the best thing to do, is sort of just be like, okay.
Yeah.
And put a smile on your face, because your other option is just going to be going to battle. And this could be someone that is relentless about that, right?
Yeah, she might like that. She might like the battle.
If she's constantly doing this, then it's something that she feels like she needs to do. Like, I honestly think therapy could help her, talking to someone and unpacking why she is the way she is and why she's behaving this way. But
doesn't sound like she's that type of gal.
I don't think you want to go to this. I'd be scared to go to this girl and be like, you need therapy.
Yeah, no. I think I love the advice that I heard on the We Can Do Hard Things podcast. I think it was around the holidays, and they were talking about the anxiety we get sometimes when we know we have to interact with certain family members because it's the same shit every time.
Yeah.
And there is something that is really liberating about, before you go to an event, you just really get quiet with yourself and you're like, Rebecca's gonna Rebecca today.
Ooh, that's a good one. That's
like,
a good,
you know, we're naming her Rebecca. She's gonna do the thing that she always does.
Right.
That's who she is.
You're
God bless her.
It.
We send her love. Like, that's okay. That's what she's gonna do. Mentally prepare yourself for that and know that the only thing that you can control is how you react to it.
Right. And you can empathize with people like that too. I do sometimes.
Where I
you
do think too. Like, those people are having a hard time.
They are. And she's obviously angry inside or sad, or there's something there that she hasn't dealt with or healed from. Mm-hmm. And you can definitely have compassion towards that. But I mean, it also can't impact your own life forever. So if your families are close and you have to have that talk at some point.
Or you decide that it's not worth your energy and you just know what kinds of conversations to avoid with her. Like there's some things that you can
take your distance to.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's also a thing. You remove yourself from something. Yeah. Don't give it your attention. That's a way to control it.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, just because it's your family doesn't mean it's your chosen family and not the people that make you feel the best or uplift you. So yeah.
And just, I think the killer with kindness is always the move.
Yeah, because how is she going to retaliate to that?
Nothing. There's nothing that anyone can do about that except for feel.
Or maybe. Tell us, give us her number. We'll call her up.
We'll give her a shout.
What's your problem, bitch? Yeah.
okay, dare we go into our third question?
Yes, our third question is an interesting one. Where did you guys disappear to? We haven't seen your faces in so long. What, you don't like the memes?
I know.
We are meme connoisseurs.
Yes, that is our full-time job now.
The truth is we hate the internet right now. We hate the internet.
We've hated it for a couple of years. It's not even just right now.
And social media especially. And it's just not where we want to spend most of our time and where we want to post our personal lives. I think Nikita and I are really good about not feeling obligated to other people to do things we don't want to do.
Yes.
And we have these conversations and we're like, we're not typical influencers. We're not trying on outfits and talking to you in selfie mode and like doing these things because we don't feel natural doing that. That's not who we are.
Yeah.
So we're influencers in another way, or we're influential in another way. And we do it our own special way.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, when we sit down and we talk about our strategy for our business and our content, we realize that what we like to share is educational content and important information. That
things that matter to
empowers
us.
Empowers and absolutely. And so that's what we've decided to do. And that's why we've restarted this podcast. We think this is a great avenue to do that in. And we get to introduce you guys to a lot of different really smart people that maybe you didn't get to listen to otherwise. And that's the plan for this next few months, is just to keep going with this little project.
And I think people respect us for being authentic. Like, I don't think we could fake it. Like, I don't think, and we respect people that do it their way. And there's loads of people that do it well.
Yeah.
We're just not those people.
Yeah.
And we really, and I think it had a lot to do with our kids growing up too, because when we started the blog, we were posting more because we had our babies. We were posting ourselves and our babies and talking about that. And as our kids got older and they were literally like, do not post me. Yeah. You're so embarrassing. Like, this is terrible. We had to respect that too.
Yeah.
And sort of took more privacy back.
Yeah. And also, I mean, I had a really terrible year. I would say the last 12 months have been really brutal for me and my family. We had a couple really major losses around the holidays last year. And taking a step back from like the content piece just made sense. Like, I just, my heart wasn't in it. I didn't feel like I could do a good job. I didn't feel like I could be honest without bursting into tears at any point. So I just, you know, we spoke about it a lot and it was kind of the right time to take a little step back and recalibrate and refocus and make sure that we were spending the time where it needed to be spent, which was with our families.
Having said that, though, thank you that you want to see our faces. I don't know if everyone does, but I wonder if we can do it. I mean, I'm happy to always do styling videos and stuff like that because we do love fashion. That's a big part of who we are.
Yeah.
So things like that, but it definitely has to be done in a way that makes us feel comfortable. That's all. The internet is just like a weird space. Yeah. And it's getting weirder.
It's getting weirder. I'm not a huge fan.
Don't know
fan.
What to do with it. Like, there are some days where I just want to quit the internet, but we can't because we're media. But I've wished and tried to manifest a internet power outage for like for a week. Like, if just like, or if everything could just crash.
Yes.
And everyone could just come back to themselves. I don't think that would be the worst thing.
It would not be the worst thing. I don't think it's going to happen, but it wouldn't suck completely.
They would never let it happen.
Okay. So last question. I pulled this one from the group because I thought it would be fun for us to chime into on air. Question number four, magic libido pill for women. Wouldn't it be nice to be a man?
Yes.
I want to wake up and instead of being preoccupied with 101 things, be so laid back and turned on by the smallest things and have fun sex. Seriously, has anyone with lower libido been able to turn it around with either a lifestyle change, supplement, good adult book? I'll try anything. I want to have sex and I want to have good, fun sex, but there really isn't much that tickles my fancy right now. Help.
We want you to have fun sex too. Yeah. You should be having the best sex. And like, as you get older, it should be getting better and better. Our advice would be, you know, talk to a health professional about your options, like medically, medicine wise. What does that look like, natural or not? Maybe a sex therapist about the psychology of it. Experiment. Yeah. Experiment with different toys. There's so much on the market. I am a pro dirtbag.
Tell us all about the items on the market.
I mean, for my birthday, my friends showed up in my hotel room before the party and the presents were weed, tequila, and sex toys. And
and Alex did not emerge from the hotel room for 48 hours.
But I mean, there's so many devices out there that are that do different things depending on what you're into. There's obviously vibrators. There's also dick molds. Do you know about that?
I do not know about that.
If you do love your husband or you love his dick or you have a lover. Yeah. It's
That's a very big compliment to a man.
On Amazon. I think it's called like Clone a Willy. And I wish I was joking. I looked into it though.
Oh my God.
And also like when you get older too, like one day your husband's D when he's older is not going to.
So you want the youthful version of right. it? Like get it while it's hot?
Get it while it's hard. But but you can, yeah, he can make a dick mold and then you can turn that into a vibrator. Mm, so that's kind of nice.
Innovative.
Little memento.
Okay, but I feel like I need to know if this person has very young children.
Yeah.
Because
that can impact your sex life, definitely.
Who wants to have sex after like dealing with a little
You're
kid
right.
all day?
Not even me.
Like, yeah, exactly. I feel like a lot of the times a low libido is like a totally reasonable response to the lives that we live. So yeah, I want to know about that. And I also like, you know, we just said that your friend showed up at your hotel room with all these fun things. Like you make space for pleasure in your life.
Absolutely.
Right. So that's another thing too. Do you have the bandwidth to be able to create that kind of space to have a little time to yourself? If you want to experiment with sex toys, if you want to masturbate in a different way, if you want to like figure out what feels good to you, like you do need to carve out that kind of space. And some people that's more realistic than
and
others.
Find your safe space with people and talk about it and normalize it because it is a normal sexual thing. You shouldn't feel ashamed.
No.
My friends definitely don't feel shy about talking about it with me, but you know, it is normal. And the more you talk about it, the more you can help yourselves, right? There's loads out there. Yeah. We were talking about porn.
Yeah, porn can help. And there's a lot of like, there's audio apps now. There's the Dipsea app, D-I-P-S-E-A. And it's like sexy audio stories that are made by women for women.
I think that's a big deal too.
Yeah, pop that in your
headphones.
Women
maybe don't want to see the same stuff that men do. And even on the porn sites, the free porn sites like your Pornhub and whatever else, you can look for, you can use keywords like sensual and romantic and slow or movie things so that it's more of an experience. Like it's not all porn is cheesy and terrible. But I love that audio. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
We also wanted to venture into mom porn. Remember?
We really
not
did.
Ourselves personally, but we wanted
that's
to create.
Times get really bad and we really can't afford to pay ourselves.
Back to OnlyFans.
Yeah.
But no, because we were talking about the experience of porn for women and like porn for moms, mom porn. What is mom porn? Mm-hmm. What do we need to see and hear and feel to like get that desire going? Also,
we
weed you
do
have
it.
Here.
Yeah, weed helps too. Mm-hmm. Like if you just need to...
Weed makes me horny.
And it relaxes your body. Like you can't have a good sexual experience if you're all like clenched up and tight and stressed. Like you just have to be like fully relaxed and weed helps.
And sometimes weed, some strains like actually physically make you horny.
Yeah.
Like you just, you smoke it and you're like, oh no. I don't know if this is just what happens to me. I'm like, shit, I must drop everything and masturbate. I'll be back.
Be right back, guys. Well, and then something else too that I have told a lot of friends in the past is that, like, I feel like personally, as a woman, you have so much power to control the sexual experience once you realize that this is only about your pleasure.
Yeah.
Like, if you focus only on your pleasure in the experience, like, trust me.
Don't worry, the guy's gonna get off.
He's fine, okay? And, like, the more turned on you are and the more it you are, is the more fun he's gonna have. Like, you need to focus on yourself. This is for you. This is for your body. It's for your pleasure. That's why the masturbation thing helps, because it helps you understand what works.
Yeah, absolutely.
But once you're with a partner, like, you gotta be selfish. Being selfish in this respect is actually a selfless act.
And women are more complex, I think, in the ways that they get turned on. And
absolutely.
You know, like, no offense, but it doesn't take much.
No, they're just like, she's naked. This is amazing.
Offending all the men in the studio. It's There's fine. Also they're some, they're also just,
Don't worry about them. Only worry about yourself.
There's also some books you can look into. So Mating in Captivity is one that we've read and we've done work with. And Esther Perel herself, if you follow her on socials or wherever, or her podcast, like, she's an amazing resource.
Yeah, she's got good tips.
There's sex therapist too, and Sex with Dr. Jess, which is a friend of ours. You can follow her.
There were other book recommendations that came from the group too. There's a book called Sex Talks. I think I listened to a podcast with the author of that, and it sounds incredible. Another one is So Tell Me About the Last Time You Had Sex. And then another book that people recommended was Come As You Are.
That's a good name for a sex book.
Great name.
Come As You Are.
You have to say it like that, though.
Come As You Are.
As You Are. Okay, well.
Well, now we're getting all heated. It's getting hot in the studio.
Alex has to go masturbate now.
I might have to. Thank you so much for tuning in into the first episode of season 3 of the Rebel Mama Hotline. We have an incredible season in store for you, and we're so excited to share it.
Yes, we have a ton of educational content in the pipeline, thanks to our amazing partnership with the Women's Health Collective of Canada, as well as CHFA. Health is actually going to be a huge topic this season, so get ready to learn a ton from groundbreaking medical experts.
Yes, and we will be focusing on pleasure next season, so you can look forward to more conversations like this. And you can always count on us for breaking up the more serious content with, you know, our tomfoolery, like you just experienced today. We'll always bring you some of that.
Exactly. And once again, reminding you that we would love to hear from you. If you have questions that you want us to answer on air, send them our way. Email info@therebelmama.com or find us on Instagram @therebelmama and send us a DM.
And as always, we'd love for you to like, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen, and feel free to share it with a friend who you think would enjoy it.
This podcast was produced by Space Monkey inside the Soda Studio. The song you're listening to is called Name and Number off the debut album Unrequited by Roshan. Stream it now on Apple Music.